A goal of, what is your goal of life?
Šta je vaš cilj života?
It's a question.
To je pitanje.
To change yourself, yes. But then how will you look when you are a changed person?
Ali kako ćeš izgledati kada si promenjena osoba?
Lalita Priya. Your goal of life is to go back home, back to Godhead.
Tvoj cilj života je da se vratiš kući nazad Bogu.
Do you think of this goal every day?
Da li ti razmišljaš o tom cilju svakog dana?
The older people do.
Starije osobe razmišljaju.
It is said when you perform a spiritual practice, you must, which is called sadhana, you must always have your satya, that is the goal, in mind.
I kaže se da kada imate neku duhovnu praksu, onda praktikujete sadhanu i onda morate imati sadhyo, to je taj duhovni cilj.
For instance, you could chant the Gayatri mantras, powerful mantras, in order to reach material goals like wealth and so on.
Na primjer, možete mantrati moćne mantre, poput Gayatri mantre, da biste dostigli neke materijalne ciljeve, poput nekog bogatstva ili slično.
A sadhana creates a certain strength, and this strength is used to reach the satya, the goal.
Sadhana stvara određenu snagu, i ta snaga se onda koristi da bismo dostigli određeni cilj.
I have seen people who chant Hare Krishna to reach material goals like fame and wealth.
Ja sam video ljude koji mantraju Hare Krishna da bi dostigli materijalne ciljeve poput slave i bogatstva.
And they were successful in this.
I oni su bili uspješni u tome.
The inventor of Apple computer, Stephen Jobs, recently gave a lecture where he said that he was a pot washer in the Hare Krishna temple in Boston.
Osoba koja je izmislila ovaj Apple kompjutera, Stephen Jobs, on je nedavno izjavio kako on u stvari bio perač lonaca u Hare Krishna temple.
This person is a multi-billionaire.
I ova osoba je multi-billionaire.
Yeah. He had done the sadhana, and it had reached, it had made him the CEO of Apple Computer.
I on je napravio određenu sadhanu, i to ga je učinilo osobom koja posjeduje taj Apple Computer.
I'm always giving this example where I compare sadhana and sadhya with rowing a boat.
I kad god govorim o sadhani i sadhi, ja onda dajem ovaj primjer veslanja čamcem.
Once when I was on, when I had a very bad back, someone had recommended me to do rowing. And so I went to Lake Palach for rowing with Madhva Muni
Jednom kada sam imao jako puno problema sa leđima, onda mi je neko rekao da bi trebalo da odem i da vežbam veslanje i zato sam ja otišao na Palić sa Madhvom Unijem i tamo smo zajedno u istom čamcu veslali.
And I was just rowing and rowing and we went in circuits and Madhva Muni got some stomach problem for me.
I ja sam onda veslala i veslala i mi smo se sve vreme okretali u krug, a Madhva Muni je dobio neke probleme u stomaku od tog silu
kretenja. We were just going without a goal.
I mi smo jednostavno išli bez ikakvog cilja.
There was strength, but the strength made, you know, the rowing, but it didn't bring us anywhere.
Postala izvesna snaga u tom veslanju, ali nas ona nije nikuda dovela.
So when you practice Krishna consciousness and you do it like it's someone on the lake of Palach who doesn't have a goal, I mean, it will not create stomach problems, I hope, but you will not get anywhere.
I kada imate neku sadanu, a to radite poput tog našeg veslanja na paliću, onda pretpostavljam da nećete dobiti probleme u stomaku, ali definitivno nećete ni stići nikud.
You must have a goal in your mind.
Morate imati određeni cilj na umu.
In Sanskrit it's called the sadhana.
Na sanskritu to se zove sadhana.
First there is a sadhya, a spiritual goal.
Ne, prvo postoji sadhya, taj duhovni cilj.
Then there is the practice to obtain it, that's called a sadhana.
Onda je tu praksa kojom to možemo postići, to se zove sadhana.
And there is a sadhu who helps you by instructing you.
I onda je tu i sadhu koji vam pomaže na taj način što vam daje instrukcije.
Do it like this.
Uradi tako.
Avoid this.
Izbegavaj ovo.
In this way you can overcome this obstacle.
Na ovaj način možeš izbeći ovu prepreku.
So if you have the goal pure to or let me say the goal in this Krishna consciousness movement is actually love of God.
Cilj u ovoj svesnosti Krišne zaista jeste ljubav prema Bogu.
We think we don't want God.
I mi mislimo da mi ne želimo Boga.
We want love of God.
Mi želimo ljubav prema Bogu.
Because only when you love Krishna can you actually serve him and see him as he is.
Jer jedino kada volite Krišnu, onda možete da ga služite i da ga vidite onako kakav on jest.
God could appear right before you. If you don't have the eyes of love, you don't see.
Bog može da se pojavi upravo pred vama, ali ako vi nemate te oči ljubavi, onda ga nećete vidjeti.
In, when we come to Sarajevo this year, we want to invite all the devotees who have time and who do not work for a nature walk, because we want to teach them how nature is our Shiksha Guru to see Krishna.
I ove godine kada budemo došli u Sarajevo, želimo da pozovemo sve one bhakte koji su slobodni, koji nemaju neki posao, koji tada moraju da rade, da nam se pridruže u jednoj šetnji u prirodi, zato što želimo da pokažemo kako priroda može da bude naš Shiksha Guru.
Our point is that Krishna is everywhere, but if you don't have the eyes to see him, you will not see him.
I naša poenta jeste da se Krishna nalazi svuda, ali ako nemate oči da ga vidite, onda ga nećete primetiti.
So we therefore we want to have love of Krishna to really get Krishna.
I zato mi želimo da imamo ljubav prema Bogu kako bismo dobili Krishna.
Duryodhana the demon saw Krishna.
Duryodhana demon on je video Krishna.
Hiranyakashipu saw Krishna.
Hiranyakashipu je video Krishna.
But because they didn't have ljubav in their heart, they really didn't see Krishna.
Ali
they attacked Krishna. Yes? Sorry. you are innocent in other people, but I'm getting in the fire.
Ali zato što oni nisu imali ljubav u svom srcu, oni nisu videli Krishnu, pa su ga čak I napali.
So without love of Krishna, we cannot relate properly to Krishna.
Bez te ljubavi za Krishnu, mi ne možemo da stupimo u pravilan odnos sa Krishnom.
Therefore the satya, or the spiritual goal of Krishna consciousness, is really love of Krishna.
I zato je sadhya ili taj duhovni cilj svesnosti Krishna upravo ljubav prema Krishna.
If you say my goal in spiritual life is to go back to Godhead.
I ako vi kažete da je vaš cilj da se vratite nazad kući Bogu.
Philosophically speaking, this statement means you want liberation from the material world. It's moksha.
Filozofski gledano, to znači da vi želite oslobođenje od ovog materijalnog sveta, da želite moć.
You want to escape the misery.
I želite da pobegnete od nevolje.
You want to go to the ideal place.
Želite da odete na idealno mesto.
This is in itself not yet a bhakti goal.
I to samo po sebi još uvijek nije bhakti cilj.
Bhakti means you want love of Krishna, and then by this love of Krishna you will go into your eternal service to Krishna.
Bhakti to znači da vi želite ljubav prema Krishni i onda ćete uz pomoć te ljubavi da se vratite nazad Krishni i svojoj službi.
When you have love of Krishna, you are already back to Godhead in the material world.
I kada imate ljubav prema Krishni, onda ste već nazad kući ovde dok ste još uvijek ovde u materijalnom svetu.
So when you want to attain a goal,
Zato ako želite da dostignete svoj cilj,
then you should do everything to attain it.
Onda bi trebalo da uradite sve da to postignete.
Therefore I request you to please, my dear devotee, think more of your goal in your spiritual life.
I zato bih zatražio od vas, moji dragi bhakte, da razmislite malo više o svom cilju, o svom duhovnom životu.
I want to request you to become inspired by your goal.
I želio bih da vas zamolim da postanete inspirisani svojim ciljem.
I want you to meditate about your satya.
I želim da meditirate na svoju sadhu.
Then you will do the appropriate sadhana with the right motive and you will advance very brzo.
I onda ćete napraviti odgovarajuću sadhanu sa pravim motivom i onda ćete moći da napredete jako brzo.
Without thinking deeply about your sadhana, you will always your sadhya, you will remain ultimately in the material world.
I bez toga da duboko razmišljate o svojoj sadhi, vi ćete uvek ostati u materijalnom svetu.
Hare Krishna. This was a strong beginning.
Ovo je bio jedan snažan početak.
Madhava Muni instructed me, can we not go to this on Lake Palace, on this to this where the boats are and where the other devotees are? That this would be more nice than just turning around in circles like a dying swan.
I Madhava Muni mi je tamo na Paliću dao instrukcije, rekao da ne bi bilo bolje da idemo tamo gde se nalaze čamci i gde su bakte, nego da se ovako vratimo u krug kao neki labud koji umire.
Yes. So then I said, u redu. Then we very disciplinedly applied our strengths and with every movement we were coming further to our goal.
Ja sam onda rekao u redu, jedno smo mi jako disciplinovano krenuli da pokrećemo taj čamac i krenuli smo sve više ka našem cilju.
In spiritual life you need to go like this also.
I u duhovnom životu morate da postupate na isti način.
I can see some devotees here who have turned in circles for 10 years already.
I ja ovdje mogu da vidim neke bhakte koji se okreću u krug već 10 godina.
They have not thought about satya.
Oni nisu razmišljali o sadhi.
They have thought about friends.
Oni su razmišljali o prijateljima.
About nice recipes.
O lepim receptima.
About new dance steps in the kirtan.
O novim koracima u plesu.
About new ways to bind the dhoti or the zari.
O novim načinima da vuku doti ili sari.
But not about the goal of their life.
Ali nisu razmišljali o cilju svog života.
About good sankirtan results.
O dobrim sankirtan rezultatima.
But not about their sadhya.
Ali ne o svojoj sadhi.
And now they are sad and confused.
I sada su tužni i zbunjeni.
Don't make this mistake.
I nemojte da napravite tu grešku.
When you are very clear about your satya, then you will also take a great benefit from this presentation, the power of blessings.
I kada ste načisto po pitanju svoje sadje, onda ćete izvući jako puno iz ove prezentacije.
You will know for what you need help.
I značite zašto vam je to potrebna pomoć.
Now I want to go to my what I consider the best part of the seminar.
I sada bih želela da pređem na ono što smatram da je najbolji deo mog seminara.
I would like to discuss a little bit from where you can get powerful blessings.
Ja bih želela da porazgovaram o tome odakle možete naći najmoćnije blagoslove.
Narottama Das Thakur sings Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. How is the first line of it? There's Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhava Krishnavaya Namaha Gopala Nindara Srimadu Sudhana Niradi Gopinatha Madhava.
Caitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sri Sri Guru Vaishnava Paramattha Dita Sri Caitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sri Sri Guru Vaishnava Paramattha Dita.
So from Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can get blessings. We always chant our main prayer is, you know, of course, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. And so, dear Radha, dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. It's a request for blessing.
Mi u svojoj glavnoj molitvi, koju naravno znamo da je Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, mi kažemo, drage Radharani, drag Krishna, molim vas, uključite me u svoju službu. To je u stvari molitva za blagoslove.
From guru you can get blessing.
Od gurua možete dobiti blagoslove.
Please give me your blessings to obtain love for Krishna.
Molim te, daj mi svoje blagoslove kako bih dobio ljubav prema Krishna.
For Vaishnavas, you can go and ask for blessings.
Možete se otići kod Vaishnava i tražiti blagoslove.
Today I would like to speak to you about the blessings which you can get from Bhagavad Gita.
I ja bih danas želela da vam pričam o blagoslovima koje možete dobiti od Bhagavad Gita.
Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavad Gita. In all these, we spoke about the power of blessing. What exactly is that power?
Mi smo do sada stalno pričali o moći blagoslova i šta ta moć zapravo predstavlja.
The power of the blessings is the paraka shakti and the taraka shakti.
A moć blagoslova jesu paraka shakti i taraka shakti.
When you read the Bhagavad Gita and you obtain the blessings of the sacred literature, you will get paraka shakti, that means attraction to Krishna.
Kada čitate Bhagavad Gita, to znači duhovnu literaturu, onda ćete dobiti blagoslove u vidu paraka shakti, te energija koja će vas privući Krishni.
Yes, and then taraka shakti, that is te energija, which will liberate you from your ignorance.
I onda je tu također i taraka shakti, a to je energija koja će vas osloboditi vaše neznanje.
Arjuna feels it.
I Arjuna to osjeća.
After he heard the Bhagavad Gita, he says, now my illusion is gone.
I nakon što je Arjuna čuo Bhagavad Gita, on je rekao, sada je moja iluzija nestala.
That's, he feels the taraka shakti.
To znači da on osjeća tu taraka shakti.
Which has liberated him from the illusions.
Koja ga oslobodila od njegovih iluzija.
And then he says, O Madhusudan, I am now prepared to act as you want me to act.
I onda on kaže, O Madhusudan, sada sam spreman da činim ono što ti želiš.
Is he acting because Krishna pushed him?
Da li on to čini zato što ga Krishna naterao na tako nešto?
No, he is acting because Krishna pulled him.
Ne, on dela na taj način zato što ga je Krishna povukao.
He attracted him.
On ga je privukao.
In New York I talked to the yoga guru of Madonna. Not Mother Madonna, but the American singer.
Ja sam u New Yorku razgovarao sa yoga učiteljem Madone. Ne, majke Madone, već ove poznate pevačice.
Yes. And I told them, you yoga people only know about the pushing, your exercise, your breathing. You don't know about the much powerful force, the pulling energy of Krishna.
I ja sam onda rekao, vi yoga ljudi, vi znate samo za tu energiju guranja, odnosno truda nekog, i radite te svoje vežbe i to disanje i ne znate za mnogo moćnu energiju, a to je energija privlačenja.
Every morning you have to push yourself to do your Surya Namaskar and this Namaskar and that. Chandra namaskara in the evening, the moon namaskara. Yes.
I svakog jutra vi morate da se terate da napravite taj surya namaskar, onda uveče da uradite chandra namaskar i razne druge verše.
When you hear about Krishna, Krishna will come in the heart and he will attract you with this paraka shakti.
A kada čujete o Krišni, onda će Krišna doći u vaše srce i privući će vas sa tom paraka šakti.
And then I told them an example.
I onda sam im ja dao jedan primjer.
Once.
Jedno.
There was this power, this writer, Emerson, who lived in the forest and had one, I think it's called Taylor, a little car.
Bio taj poznati pisac koji se zvao Emerson i koji je živao u šumi i imao jednu telu.
Every evening they had to bring the tailor down, back into the barn because of the wild animals, there were wolves also in the forest.
I onda su svaki večer morali da dovedu to tele nazad u tu neku staju zato što su morali da ga zaštite od divnih vukova koji su bili u šumi.
One evening the tailor didn't want to go.
Ali jedna večer tele nije žalo da ih.
So Emerson and his grandson tried to push the tailor, but the tailor went like this, and the more they pushed, the more it became immovable.
I onda je Emersonov unuk pokušao da pogura to tele, ali što su ga više gurali, ono se sve više odupiralo i postalo nepokretno.
Mr. Emerson had one Polish maidservant like Roma.
I gospodin Emerson je imao jednu služavku iz Poljske, koja, mislim kao što je Roma iz Poljske.
Roma is with us? Yes. And the maidservant said to Emerson, you may be a great writer. And she watched this.
I onda je ta služavka, ona je to gledala.
And then she said, you may be a big writer, but you do not know nothing about Taylor psychology.
Ja nam je rekao, možda si ti veliki pisac, ali ti nemaš pojma o psihologiji telepa.
The more you push, the more resistance will, the tailor will offer you.
Što ga više guraš, to će ti više otpora tele pružiti.
You have to pull it.
Možeš da ga povučeš.
So she took a little milk.
I onda ona uzela malo mlijeka.
Put her finger in the milk.
Stavila svoj prst u mlijeko.
And then put the finger in the mouth of the tailor.
I onda stavila svoj prst u usta telet.
And then she very happily walked with the tailor to the barn.
I onda je jako srećna otišla sa tim teletom u staje.
And the tailor followed.
A tele ju sledila.
Our human psychology is much like that.
I naša ljudska psihologija se mnogo liči na ovo.
We can push us to a certain extent, but then we will offer resistance.
I mi možemo sebe da guramo do neke određene granice, ali ćemo onda početi da pružimo otpor.
Yes. One day when you will be a guru, you will know this. You have to attract. You have to allow yourself to be attracted by Krishna.
Morate da dozvolite sebi da budete privučeni od strane Krišne.
This is also the art of preaching.
I ovo je takođe umetnost propovedanja.
You have to, if you push people, it will only work to a certain extent.
Ako vi gurate ljude, ako ih terate na nešto, onda će to imati rezultate samo do određene mere.
Only if you present Krishna consciousness in a way which is attractive to the people, oh, then they will do everything.
Jedino ako predstavite svesnost Krišne na način koji je privlačan ljudima, onda će oni sve učiniti.
So the scriptures have both of these, the holy scriptures have both of these potencies.
Sveti spisi imaju obe od ove dve moći.
They attract, they help us to develop attraction for Krishna.
Oni nam pomažu da razvijemo privlačnost prema Krišni.
And they also destroy our illusions.
I oni također uništavaju naše iluzije.
Now, the Holy Scriptures have also other blessings.
Ali sveti spisi imaju i druge blagoslove.
These blessings are called Shruti Phala, the fruits of reading the scriptures.
I ove blagoslove se nazivaju Shruti Phala, odnosno blagoslovi slušanja svetih spisa.
I know when you read the second chapter of the Gita, you will develop no fear.
Ja na primjer znam da kada čitate drugo pevanje Bhagavad Gita, onda ćete razviti neustrašivost.
I must admit I always adopt this when I'm afraid of something like practically I'm only afraid of the dentist at this stage of my life. Yeah.
Ja znam da ja uvijek primenjam ovaj metod kada se nečeg plašim, a trenutno u svom životu plašim se jedino zubara.
So whenever I have to go to the dentist, I read the second chapter of the Gita, lose all my fear.
I svaki put kada treba da odem kod zubara, jednostavno pročitam drugo poglavlje Bhagavad Gita i samo i strah nestane.
There's only one dentist in this universe I'm not afraid of, that the dentist sits here also, Nasa Draga Lalita Priya.
A postoji samo jedan zubar u ovom univerzumu koga se ja ne plašim i ona je ovdje sa nama, to je naša draga Lalita Priya.
But otherwise I remember before going to the dentist I had nightmares of all my teeth bleeding and such, I was so afraid.
A ja se sećam ranije kada bih išao kod zubara, ja sam imao noćne more da sam sanjao da mi svi zubi krvare i bio sam tako uplašen.
One day I had to go to the dentist in Heidelberg and I dreamt. Anyways, I will not tell you what I dreamt. It was such a fearful dream.
Jednog puta kada je trebalo da odem kod zubara u Heidelbergu, ja sam imala tako zastrašujući san.
Because the dentist actually goes into a very intimate part of you, your own body, your mouth.
Zato što zubar zapravo ide u jedan jako ličan deo tela, u vaše usta.
With the drilling thing, highly traumatic.
Sa tom bušilicom to je jako traumatično.
Yes, then I woke up in the morning and I think I can't go like this to the dentist with so much fear. So I read the second chapter of the Gita and then I was all right and I could survive.
I onda kada sam se ja probudio, ja sam shvatio, joj, ne mogu u ovom stanju da idem kod zubara i zato sam pročitao drugo pevanje, poglavlje Bhagavad Gita i onda se bilo u redu.
Prabhupada informed us of another Shruti Phala, that is if you read the second chapter of the first canto every day, Prabhupada says, you will become a big scholar. So we all read at Prabhupada's time every day the second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
A Srila Prabhupada nam je rekao o još jednom blagoslovu koje možemo dobiti ako čitamo svakog dana drugo poglavlje, prvo pevanje Srimad Bhagavatama, a to je da ćemo postati veliki učenjak, da ćemo postati učena osoba.
Scriptures can offer blessings.
I sveti spisi mogu dati blagoslove.
I once collected a donation from a wealthy man.
Ja sam jednom iskolektirao donaciju od jedne bogate osobe.
And he had put a few thousand German marks at that time, I think 10,000, in an envelope on his altar, but the altar caught fire and all the money burned.
I onda on stavio 10,000 nemačkih maraka na svoj altar, u kovert jednoj, ali sam da taj oltar zapalio i sam novac izgora.
During that time we needed the 10,000 marks very badly.
A u to vreme nama je tih 10,000 maraka bilo jako potrebno.
So I said, no problem, you can give me 10,000 marks from your bank.
I onda sam ja njemu rekao, ma nema problema, možeš ti da mi daš 10,000 maraka iz banke.
But you just read for one month the story of Maharaj Prito, because at the end of that the Shruti Phala is that you become wealthy.
I sve što treba da uradiš jeste da čitavih mjesec dana čitaš priču o Maharaju Pritu, zato što ćeš onda na kraju toga dobiti taj blagoslov da ćeš postati jako bogat.
And the rich man said, do you think it will work?
A onda je taj bogatoš rekao, pa zar ti stvarno misliš da će te upaliti?
I mean, yes, I have money, but it's all bound to different projects. I mean, if I now take 10,000 mark out of the bank, I mean, I have to be sure that it works.
I onda je rekao, znaš, ja imam novac, ali imam veze za razne projekte, tako da ako sad uzem 10,000 maraka iz banke, onda moram biti siguran da će to upaliti.
At that time I was a little fanatical, so I asked the rich man, do you think the scriptures are liars? Do you think God is a liar?
I onda u to vreme ja sam bio malo fanatičan i ja sam ga onda upitao, pa zar ti misliš da spisi laže, zar misliš da Bog laže?
I'm very sorry. for this immaturity of mine. We should not preach like this.
I am jako tužan zbog ove svoje nezrelosti, jer mi ne bi trebalo da propovedamo na taj način.
Anyway, she went like, come back tomorrow, you will get your and I will read the chapter and I will see if it works.
Ali onda nakon toga on je počeo da se tresi i rekao, u redu, radi, dođi sutra i dobit ćeš svojih 10.000 maraka, ja ću čitati to poglavlje.
So he gave that Lakshmi, but after 1 month I felt terrible for having pushed him and needled his heart, and I found and said, did it work?
I onda, znači, on je dao taj novac, ali nakon mesec dana ja sam se osjećao jako loše što sam ga natjerao na to i što sam na taj način povredio njegovo srce, i onda sam ga nazvao telefonom i pitao sam ga, pa je upalilo.
And then he very nicely said, joking, do you think God is a liar?
I onda je on onako jako šaljivo rekao, pa zar ti misliš da Bog laže?
And then he said, yes, it worked.
I onda je rekao, da, upalilo.
But then he said, I don't think we should take the blessings from it. These blessings on a material level.
Ali onda ono što kažem jeste da ne mislim da bi trebalo da uzimamo ove blagoslove na materijalni nivou.
Yes, the scriptures sometimes offer material blessings, but they have much more to offer.
Istina da spisi nude i te materijalne blagoslove, ali oni imaju mnogo više toga da ponude.
Tomorrow we will hear a little bit more about this.
I sutradan ćemo čuti nešto malo više o tom.
So, Prabhupada also says that the Bhagavatam is reading the Bhagavatam offers us a certain blessing.
I Prabhupada kaže da nam čitanje Bhagavatama također nudi određeni blagoslov.
We lose our atheistic tendencies if we read the Bhagavatam. That he says in the foreword.
Mi gubimo naše ateističke tendencije ako čitamo Bhagavatam, i to je ono što Prabhupada kaže u uvodu.
And with this I come to a term which I want to introduce here. It's therapeutic hearing.
I ovdje ja dolazim do jednog termina sa kojim bih sada želela da vas upoznam.
If you hear every day the sacred scriptures or read them every day, which is equivalent, then there will be some spiritual therapy happening to you.
Taj termin je terapeutski tretman. Znači, ako svakog dana slušate ili čitate sve te spise što je jednako, onda ćete dobiti određene...
Some therapeutic effect.
Onda će to imati određeni terapeutski efekat.
Your ignorance will be cured.
Vaše neznanje će biti izlečeno.
Baladev Vidya Bhushana gives an example. You know, he says you will get a new type of shraddha.
I Baladev Vidya Bhushana, on kaže da ćete dobiti novu vrstu vere.
Do you know that every living entity acts on the basis of his faith, that is in what he believes?
I da li vi znate da svako živo biće deluje na osnovu svoje vere, odnosno na osnovu onoga u što veruje.
Many young people of my generation believe that sex, drugs and rock and roll would make you happy and fulfilled in the heart.
I mnogi ljudi, mladi ljudi moje generacije, oni su mislili da vas seks, droga i rock and roll mogu učiniti srećnim i zadovoljnim.
Today many people think that money will give you a key to the world.
A danas mnogi ljudi veruju to da vam da im novac može dati ključ za ceo svet.
And therefore they are very active to do everything to get money.
I zato su oni jako aktivni i žele da naprave sve da bi dobili novac.
In spiritual life you need to have a new type of faith to motivate you in order to make your journey.
Međutim, u duhovnom životu morate imati novu vrstu vere kako biste mogli napraviti svoje putovanje.
And the scriptures will give you a new type of faith so that you will correct the misguided goal of your life.
A spisi će vam dati tu novu vrstu vere kako biste vi mogli da uklonite taj pogrešni cilj.
Baladev Vidya Bhushana says the scriptures say too much sweets are not good.
Na primjer, Baladev Vidya Bhushana kaže da previše slatkiša nije dobro.
That's his example.
To je njegov primjer.
And to associate so much with the opposite sex with lusty motivations is not good for your character.
I također da se jako puno družite sa suprotnim polom, sa nekim poželjnim namerama, također nije dobro za vaš karakter.
But at the beginning everyone likes sweets and girls or muscular men.
Ali u početku svima se dopadaju ti slatkiši i devojke ili neki mišićavi muškarci.
We feel we like sweets very much.
I mi osjećamo da mi volimo slatkiše.
We don't feel like the scriptures say.
I mi ne osjećamo ono što spisi kaže.
Because our faith is in these things.
Zato što je naša vera u tim stvarima.
Međutim, ali, when you hear regularly the scriptures, you will develop a different type of faith.
Ali, kada redovno slušate spise, onda ćete razviti drugačiju vrstu vere.
You will actually think, yes, let me not eat so much, many sweets and be not so hungry for sense enjoyment.
I onda ćete vi misliti, da, ne bi trebalo da jedem baš toliko slatkiša i da budem i ne bi trebalo da budem toliko željan za nekim čudnim zadovoljstvom.
This is the effect of therapeutic hearing.
I ovo je efekat tog terapijskog slušanja.
Your consciousness becomes changed and your values become redirected to the spiritual platform.
Vaša svesnost biva promenjena i onda i vaše vrednosti bivaju preusmerene ka duhovnom cilju.
He in one purport says if you don't read on the other hand the scriptures you will fall from the transcendental position.
A Prabhupada u jednom drugom smislu kaže da ako ne čitate redovno spise da ćete onda pasti sa tog duhovnog položaja.
Every day read about Krishna. About Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Svakog dana čitajte o Krišni, čitajte o Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Then you will be spiritually strong.
I onda ćete biti duhovno jaki.
Therapeutic reading.
Terapijsko čitanje.
Now how do you make your therapeutic reading highly successful?
A sada, kako da to svoje terapijsko čitanje učinite veoma uspešno?
I have read a little bit about how the Christians do this. They call this sacred reading.
I ja sam čitao nešto o tome kako to hrišćani rade i oni to nazivaju sveto čitanje.
But I have forgotten it.
Ali sam ja to zaboravila.
That was so long ago.
Bilo je jako
But
davno.
They also know about this.
Ali oni također znaju za tako nešto.
I know in our culture we try to read without offenses.
Ja znam da mi u našoj kulturi pokušavamo da čitamo bez pravljenja uvrede.
We respect the scriptures.
Mi poštujemo spise.
We actually also offer a prayer before we approach them.
I mi također odamo i poštovanje, ponudimo molitvu pre nego što im pričamo.
Like a living, like we can address a living person with some glorification, we glorify the scriptures.
Kao što možemo da pričamo živom biću sa nekom, sa nekom slavom, slavljenjem, mi isto tako slavimo i Svete spise.
We do this because we want to please them and obtain the blessings of the scriptures.
I mi to činimo zato što želimo da zadovoljimo Svete spise i da dobijemo njihove blagoslove.
When we read the Bhagavatam, here is the mantra which we chant.
I kada čitamo Bhagavatam, ovde je mantra koju mi pevamo.
Those who know. Narayanam namaskritya narayam caiva dadottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam mudiraye Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yutamashloke bhakti bhavati vaishaki Before Chaitanya Charitamrita we chant Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda And then we chant Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. every holy scripture has one book which glorifies the scripture.
I svaki sveti spis ima jednu knjigu koja slavi taj sveti spis.
The Bhagavatam has one, and it's called the Bhagavat Mahatmyam, and there's also Gita Mahatmyam.
Na primjer, Bhagavatam, on ima takvo delo koje se zove Bhagavata Mahatmya, a Bhagavad Gita, ona ima Gita Mahatmya.
And these Mahatmyas describe in much glorification, with much glorification, the effect of reading the scriptures.
I te mahatme, one jako puno slave i veličaju te efekte čitanja svetih spisa.
Would you like to hear such one of these stories?
I da li biste želeli da čujete jednu od tih priča?
Virachanda? Yeah, good. There was once a devotee who read every day the second chapter of the Gita.
Jednom je postao bhakta koji je svakog dana čitao drugo poglavlje Bhagavad Gita.
And by the blessings of the second chapter of the Gita, he had become so powerful.
I s pomoć blagoslova drugog poglavlja Bhagavad Gita, on je postao tako neustrašiv.
Once he traveled to a different town, in the midst of the day, it was noon, he felt very tired.
I jednog dana kada je putovao do nekog grada, u sred dana u podne, on se osjetio jako umornim.
On his way he saw two very suitable trees.
I na svom putu on je video dva jako prikladna drveta.
One was good to put the head on.
I jedno je bilo jako fino da se na njega stavi glava.
This roots.
Znači to korenje, drveta.
And just next to it was another tree, same size, which had a good root to put the foot a little high.
A pored njega se nalazilo još jedno drvo koje imalo takvo korenje da je bilo jako prikladno da se na njega stave stopala onako da budu malo na visini.
When he was ready with his rest, finished with his rest, he got up. And at that moment, the trees crashed down.
I onda u trenu kada je on završio svoj odmor i kada je bio spreman da ustane, to drveće je jedanput napuklo.
And Sasha, the most beautiful of heavenly women came out of the tree, too.
I onda su dve najlepše od svih nebeskih žena izašle iz ta dva drveta.
Thank you, you have saved us.
Hvala ti što si nas spasao.
Oh, what happened? Why?
Zašto?
If we tell you,
o, ako ti kažemo.
No,
samo mi recite.
Yes. We really don't want to tell you. We were terrible in our past life.
Ali mi zaista ne želimo da ti kažemo zato što smo mi bile tako užasno u svojim prošlim životima.
We were actually sent by Indra to entice and seduce a sadhu who was meditating.
Mi smo u stvari bile poslate od strane Indre da zavedemo sadhuva koji meditirao.
This yogi was so angry when we displayed different bodily parts before him that he cursed us to become naked trees.
I onda taj yogi je postao toliko ljud na nas kada smo mi prikazali svoje nagi delove tela da nas je on prokleo da postanemo ova gola drveta.
Then we said, oh, please. Oh, a little young and a little inexperienced in life. Don't curse us to be trees. So bad to be a tree.
I onda smo mu mi rekli, molim te, nemoj to da nam uradiš, zato što smo mi toliko malo neiskusni u životu i nemoj nas prokleti da postanemo drveći.
The saint said, okay, because you are repentant and you are innocent girls, and the real mischief monger was really Indra, when Bharata comes, he recites every day the second chapter of the Gita and puts his head on one of your roots and his legs on another of your roots. Then he will be delivered.
I onda taj sadhu rekao, dobro, u redu, pošto ste vi neiskusne i pošto stvari stvarni krivac ovdje bio Indra, onda vam dajem taj blagoslov da kada dođe Bharata, bhakta koji peva svakog dana to drugo poglavlje Bhagavad Gita i kada stavi svoju glavu i svoje noge na vaše korenje, onda ćete vi biti oslobođeni.
Bhagavata had become so powerful by reading the Gita that he could deliver these girls from their curse.
I Bharata je postao toliko moćan time što je čitao Bhagavad Gitu da je bio u stanju da oslobodi ovu devojku.
Similarly, my dear devotees, if you read in the scriptures regularly, you will get powerful blessings.
I na sličan način, dragi moje bhakte, ako čitate redovne spise, onda ćete dobiti blagoslove.
A spiritual therapy will happen in your life.
I duhovna terapija će se desiti u vašem životu.
And this therapy will make you into something wonderful.
I ova terapija će napraviti od vas nešto izuzetno.
If you feel no tendency to read,
i ako vi osjećate da nemate tendenciju ka čitanju,
you can know that you are strongly covered by the mode of ignorance. Hare Krishna! Prabudite!
Onda vi možete biti sigurni da ste duboko prekriveni neznanjem i probudite se.
Read with respect.
Čitajte sa poštovanjem.
Even if you are not a great reader.
Čak i ako niste neki veliki čitatelj.
Start with 15 minutes a day. Keeps Maya away.
Počnite sa 15 minuta dnevno i to će držati Maju na odstojanju.
And you will experience the blessings of the scriptures in your life.
I onda ćete vi iskusiti blagoslov i svetli spisa u vašem životu.
Otherwise you will never fix the goal of life, Krishna prema, seriously in your heart.
A inače nikada nećete postaviti čvrsto u svoje srce cilj duhovnog života Krishna prem.
The real blessings of the scriptures is that you will want very much with all your being and your heart to become a chasti lover of Krishna.
I stvarni blagoslov svetih spisa jeste da ćete želiti svim svojim srcem i svom svojom dušom da dobijete tu čistu ljubav prema Krišni.
Sometimes these other minor blessings are also there to attract materialistic men to read the scriptures.
I neka tu također postoje ti neki manje važni blagoslovi kako bi privukli materialistički naklonjene osobe da također čitaju spis.
But for us as devotees, reading daily in the scripture will fix our resolve to attain our Lord Krishna.
Ali za nas bhakte to redovno čitanje, dnevno čitanje spisa će učvrstiti tu našu odluku da dostignemo ljubav prema Krišni.
So read without offenses, with respect.
Znači čitajte sa poštovanjem, bez pravljenja uvreda.
And now comes a tip for those of us who are intelligent.
A sada dolazi jedan savjet za one među nama koji su inteligentni.
Allow the new concepts to stand as they are.
Dozvolite novim konceptima da stoje onakvi kakvi jesu.
If you don't understand the concepts immediately, just leave them as they are.
Ako ne razumete neki novi koncept odmah, onda ga jednostavno ostavite takvom kakav jeste.
Try to understand the Bhagavatam in its own light.
I pokušajte da razumete Bhagavatam u njegovom sobstvenom svetu.
During Prabhupada's time, one of his dear disciples, Satsvarup Maharaj, wrote a book for the schools of America who had this the universities, and he made the strong point that the normal scholars try to understand the scriptures in their own terms.
I još za vreme Šrila Prabhupada, jedan njegov učenik, Satsvarup Maharaj, on je napravio jednu knjigu i u toj knjizi je dao jednu snažnu poentu da obično ljudi koji proučavaju nešto, oni pokušavaju da razumiju spise na svoj sobstveni način.
Example.
Primjer.
The modern man doesn't know anything any longer about higher beings and higher realities.
Savremeni čovjek ne zna više ništa o višim bićima i o višoj stvarnosti.
So they will say the Bhagavatam is mythology to explain the otherwise incomprehensible universe to fools.
I onda će oni reći da je Bhagavatam mitologija kako bi objasnili taj neshvatljivi univerzum budalama.
They will say the old mind of the old times was a childlike mind. Now we are educated by the advancement of our scientific civilization.
I oni će reći, stari um tih starih vremena je poput dečijeg uma, a mi smo sada napredovali uz ovu savremenu nauku.
And they will say, to explain to a child conception, you have to introduce a mythological figure that is the stork.
I oni kažu da biste objasnili jedan koncept detetu, onda prvo morate da uvedete neki what kind of conception?
How children come into this
world. Oh, sorry.
I knew you are innocent about this subject.
Da biste objasnili detetu pojam začeća, onda morate da uvedete tu pojam rod.
Once again, if you want to explain to a child the act of conception of a child, you have to introduce a mythological figure, that's the stork.
Znači, da biste detetu objasnili taj pojam kako se dete začinje, onda morate da uvedete taj mitološki pojam rode.
When I was a child, I said, mother, how did I come to this?
I kada sam ja bio dete, ja sam pitao svoju majku, majko, kako sam ja došao na ovaj svet?
And how do all the children come to the world?
I kako sva deca dolaze na ovaj svet?
So my mother knew she couldn't explain, you know, that father and mother have two procreative organs. They are put together and then it comes.
I onda je moja majka znala da ona ne može da mi objasni kako dva različita pola imaju te stvaralačke organe koje se onda spoje i onda se tako nastane da je.
So she explained, well, we wanted you very much and then, you know, one day a stork came and had a bundle and here's your baby.
I onda je ona rekla, pa mi smo te jako puno želeli i onda jednog dana došla roda, doletela i imala je zavežaj i pljuno i onda nam je dala naše dete.
So the scholars say also, the Vedic explanation of reality is for the childlike mind, not the advanced mind of today. And therefore, just like you use mythological pictures to explain something to a child, you also use all these devatas and God and tako dalje.
I onda savremeni učenjaci oni kažu da je Bhagavata poput mitologije i kao što se upotrebljava taj neki mitološki pojam da bi se detetu objasnilo nešto što ono ne može da shvati, oni na isti način smatruju da Šrimad Bhagavatam koji je preput devata i raznih sličnih stvari, da je to u stvari samo jedna mitologija koja je namenjena tom umu poput deteta.
This is not how we should approach the scriptures.
A to nije način na koji bi mi trebalo da priđemo s pisanjem.
If we approach the scriptures and not allow our own concepts to be broadened, we will always stay in our little intellectual horizon.
I onda ako mi na taj način priđemo s pisima i ne dozvolimo našim konceptima da budu prošireni, onda ćemo mi uvek ostati u tom našem uskom intelektualnom horizontu.
We will never understand concepts like the super soul, the source of inspiration.
I mi nikada nećemo moći da razumemo koncept poput nad duše koja predstavlja izvor inspiracije.
We will never understand important things like to surrender to the Lord and His plan.
I nikada nećemo shvatiti značajne stvari poput toga da se predamo Gospodinu i njegovom planu.
So you must read the scriptures free from the offenses.
Tako da morate čitati spise bez uvreda i bez sumnje.
That doesn't mean that you cannot ask questions.
I to ne znači da vi ne treba da pitate pitanje.
You should ask.
Trebalo bi da postavljate pitanje.
As much as possible.
I to što više.
Especially at the beginning.
A specijalno na početku.
When we are new devotee.
Kada smo novi bhakta.
Ask.
Pitajte.
Why do you say it is like this?
Zašto kažeš da je ovako?
What are your reasons?
Koji su tvoje razlozi?
Please explain.
Molim te objasni mi.
But our goal is to enter the scriptures with faith. Faith which we must build up through our questions.
Ali ono što mi želimo jeste da uđemo u spise sa verom i onda na njoj zasnivamo svoja pitanja.
The second advice for reading sacred scriptures and receiving their blessings is bring your mind into your heart.
A drugi savjet za čitanje spisa i za dobijanje blagoslova od istih jeste da dovedemo svoj um u svoje srce.
But this is a term leaned from the yogic tradition.
I ovaj pojam potiče iz jogičke tradicije.
And when those of you who visit the Japa retreat will learn how to do this in a yogic way.
I oni od vas koji će doći na taj Japa seminar, oni će naučiti kako da to urade na jedan jogički način.
But even more important is to learn to do this in a devotional way.
Ali ono što je još važnije jeste da naučimo da to uradimo na način predanog služenja.
Bring the mind into the heart. That comes from the seventh moment, the eighth canto of the Bhagavatam.
Dovesti um u svoje srce, to potiče iz osmog pevanja Šrimad Bhagavatam.
There you will find Gajendra the elephant in a who is an intelligent being. You know, a fallen devata, or was he a fallen saint actually? A fallen saint. King Indravyumna, yes, fallen king, yeah. He prays to Vishnu.
I tamo ćete naći slona Gajendru, koji u stvari bio jedan pali kralj Indravyumna, i on se u tom, on se tu moli Vishnu.
Yes, and the Bhagavatam text said he brought his mind into his heart.
I u tom Bhagavatam stihu se kaže da je on doveo svoj um u svoje srce.
What does this mean to bring your mind into your heart? Is there some archaeological activity going on? Archaeological biophysical aktivitetski?
Yeah. A šta to znači dovesti um u svoje srce? Da li to predstavlja neku arheološku, biofizičku
No, you do prayerful reading.
To znači da čitate uz molitvu.
You read with your devotional heart.
Da čitate uz sa predanim srcem.
You want to know more about Krishna.
Da želite da saznate više o Krishni.
Tips for your own advancement.
To su savjeti za vaš sopstveni napredak.
Be present.
Budite prisutni.
Don't become a page turner, become a heart turner.
I nemojte da da postanete onaj koji okreće stranice, već postanete onaj koji okreće srce.
Turn your heart from the distant reader to the involved reader.
I okrenite to vaše srce od udaljenog čitatelja ka čitatelju koji je potpuno zaokupljen.
Read with a devotional heart.
I čitate sa tim devocijskim srcem.
Be there.
Budite budite tamo.
Budite tamo. That I can also learn. Budite tamo. I think this I want to say 25 times a day to the devotees.
I ovo budite tamo, mislim da je to ono što želim da kažem 20 puta vaktom u toku jednog dana.
Be present.
Budite prisutni.
What I always do is what Prabhupada once said.
Ono što ja uvek radim jeste ono što je Prabhupada jednom rekao.
I imagine I come into the sacred assembly where Shukadev Goswami speaks the Bhagavatam.
Ja zamislim da dolazim u taj sveti skup gde se nalazi Shukadev Goswami koji govori Shrimad Bhagavatam.
In my mind I picture myself going at the bank of the Ganga.
I onda ja u svom umu zamislim kako dolazim na obalu reke Gange.
Sitting there.
Sedim tamo.
And hearing Parikshit's questions and Shukadev Goswami's answers.
I onda ja slušam pitanja Maharaj slušam pitanja Maharaja Parikshita i slušam odgovore Shukadev Goswami.
In America there's one web page and I have one. They have offered me a little department in the web page. And my department is called On the Banks of the Ganga.
I u Americi postoji jedan web sajt i na njemu su mi ponudili jedan mali deo i taj moj deo se zove Novoli reki Gange.
Yes, yes. And then I hear all these new concepts. Wow. Oh, Krishna. And it goes right into the sweat.
I onda ja čujem sve te nove koncepte i to ide zaista u moje srce.
And then the heart is changed.
I onda se srce menja.
So, I'm so much more. That comes tomorrow.
Ja imam još toliko puno toga, ali to će doći na red sutra.
Get the blessings of the scriptures.
Dobite blagoslov iz pisa.
Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. Every day.
Svakog dana.
Be disciplined.
Budite disciplinovani.
Few verses.
Nekoliko stihova.
Ojashvi. Not just singing. Reading scriptures.
Ne samo pevanje, već i čitanje iz pisa.
It will give you a good basis because your shraddha will be very strong.
To će vam dati jako dobru osnovu jer će onda vaša shraddha biti jako snažna.
In psychology, shraddha would be core beliefs.
Psihologiji ta shraddha to bi se nazvalo nekim suštinski uvraženim verovanjima.
Deep inner convictions.
Dubokim unutrašnjim ubeđenjima.
These deep inner convictions are really the fundament of our conditioned psychology.
I ta duboko unutrašnja ubeđenja predstavljaju osnovu naše uslovljene prirode.
Most of us have this thing in this we are not good enough.
I većina nas ima to ubeđenje u sebi da mi nismo dovoljno dobri.
We will never make it.
I mi nikada nećemo uspjeti.
This comes from our education often.
I to jako često dolazi od našeg obrazovanja.
Oh, you feel depresionski.
I mi onda postanemo depresivni.
Oh. Or we feel we constantly need to prove ourselves because although I'm not good enough, I will show others so that they will respect me.
Ili onda mi konstantno osjećamo da treba da se dokazujemo drugima i mislimo sada ću ja pokazati svima da treba da mi daju poštovanje.
These are core beliefs which are deeply embedded in the subconsciousness.
I to su ta duboka ubeđenja koja su duboko urezana u našu podsvijest.
The Sanskrit word would be shraddha.
A sanskritska reč bi bila shraddha.
Shra means heart and da means where you give the heart.
Shra označava srce, a da znači to mesto gde vi stavljate svoje srce.
Your deepest conviction.
Vaše najdublje uverenje.
Do you want to know Haridas Thakur's deepest core belief?
I da li sada želite da znate najdublje unutrašnje ubeđenje Haridas Thakura?
That which motivated him from the core of his being.
Ono koje ga je motivisalo je suština njegovog bića.
He is our japa hero.
On je naš japa heroj.
Yeah. The king said, if you don't stop chanting, we will just have to punish you by whipping you very severely.
I kralj je rekao, ako ti ne prestaneš sa svojim mantranjem, onda ćemo mi morati da te kaznimo time što ćemo te jako okrutno bičevati.
In Muslim culture there are two types of beatings.
I u muslimanskoj kulturi postoje dva načina bičevanja.
One is with half the arm.
Jedno je sa samo upotrebom pola ruke.
Then it's not so heavy.
I to onda nije tako strašno.
But the second degree is with a full arm. Then it's really
Ali taj drugi način bičevanja to je kada koristite celu ruku i to je stvarno užasno.
He was judged to be beaten on 23 marketplaces. This means for a long time with full arm.
I onda on bio osuđen na to da bude bičevan na 22 tržnice i to sa tom celom rukom.
Let us quickly change the subject.
Hajde da sada brzo promenimo temu.
But just his core belief.
Ali znači imamo na umu to njegovo dubinsko ubeđenje.
He said, you know, I'm a chanter.
I on je rekao, znate, ja sam mantrač.
My heart chants.
Moje srce mantra.
I cannot not chant.
I ja ne mogu da ne mantram.
This is my faith.
I to je moja vera.
Even if you cut my body into imagine, 100 pieces, not 1000 pieces.
I čak i ako rasečete moje telo na 1000 komadića.
All these pieces will chant.
Svi ovi komadići će mantrati.
Chanting is the most important for me.
Mantranje je najvažnije za mene.
That was his core belief, his shraddha.
I to je bilo to njegovo dubinsko ubeđenje, to je bilo njegova shraddha.
He just needed to chant to please Krishna.
On je jednostavno samo želeo da mantra kako bi zadovoljio Krishna.
Pleasing Krishna was what he lived for.
I zadovoljiti Krishna bilo ono za što on živa.
Core beliefs are so important.
I ta naše dubinsko ubeđenje su tako jako važne.
Haridas Thakur was protected by Krishna.
Haridas Thakur je bio zaštićen od strane Krishna.
Krishna personally accepted the whiplashes on his back and protected him.
I Krishna lično prihvatio sve te udarce bičem na svoje leđe i na taj način ga je zaštitio.
What else could he do?
A šta je drugo mogao da napravi?
What else would he do?
Šta bi drugo napravio?
He was a devotee who had given himself.
Haridas Thakur je bio bhakta koji se njemu potpuno predao.
Yes. So by reading the scriptures you will get the blessing to really have full shraddha in Krishna.
A čitajući sve te spise dobit ćete te blagoslove da imate potpunu šadu u Krišni.
This is a blessing which you can get from the scriptures. Isn't that wonderful? You can actually be changed.
I to je blagoslov koji možete dobiti od svetih spisa i tim čudom možete biti promenjeni.
Please become a reader.
Molim vas, postanite čitatelj.
Even some of us are not so... We have never, some of us have never read a book in their lives.
Čak i ako neki od nas nikada nisu pročitali knjigu u svom životu.
Hare Krishna. To je to.
Really? 15 minutes? Čitajte makar 15 minuta.
Little. Samalo. Read something, you know, like Gita, something substantial, words of Krishna.
I čitajte nešto suštinski važno, na primjer kao Gitu, to su reči Krishna.
You will see some change when you are there.
I vidjet ćete, dogodit će se promjena.
We once had a theater play in Denmark.
Jednom smo videli jedan
pozorišni komad u Danskoj.
It was about Dracula who attacked a Sankirtan devotee.
I taj komad je bio o tome kako je Dracula napao Sankirtan bhakta.
So Dracula came to the Sankirtan devotee. You know, tooth and a vampire dress and all white in the face, big eyes.
I onda je taj vampir Dracula napao Sankirtan bhakta sa tim dugim zubima i sa vampirskom odećom i bio je beo u licu i bio je tako strašno.
And the Sankirtan devotee said, stop, son.
A Sankirtan bhakta je rekao, stani.
Drinking blood brings bad karma.
Pijenje krvi donosi lošu karmu.
And then the Sankirtan devotee preached to this.
I onda mu je Sankirtan bhakta propovedao.
And I thought, yeah, what faith the Sankirtan devotee has.
A ja sam onda mislio, u kakvu veru ima ovaj Sankirtan bhakta?
Yeah, it was just a funny little episode I really wanted to tell you.
I to je bila samo jedna mala smešna epizoda koju sam želao da vam ispričam.
So, Krishna, I would like to take questions, but that I will do tomorrow.
Ja bih sada želao da čujem vaše pitanje, ali ću to ipak uraditi sutra.